Day 26 of Mindfulness by Revive, Loving Kindness Practice. This is going to be a brief loving kindness practice. So finding your comfortable meditation position, whatever you have found to suit you. Gently closing your eyes. First of all, gently extending the torso and relax and opening the heart. This will allow you to breathe freely. And make sure you're not holding your body rigidly. Holding parts of your body rigid is not very kind. And letting go and releasing with each out-breath. Letting the body relax naturally. And on each in-breath, feeling the heart opening. Now we will drop some simple reflections into the heart. And the first of these reflections is, I want to be happy. So just saying those words to yourself and letting them have an effect. I want to be happy. Right now, do you actually want to be happy? In the past, have you wanted happiness? So maybe just recognizing on some level that this is what you want. You want to be happy. Breathing in and releasing and relaxing on the out-breath. The second reflection is, it's often quite difficult to find happiness. Happiness can be elusive. So recognize that we're not doing an easy thing, being human and desiring happiness. And yet, finding happiness is elusive. So we can offer ourselves support and encouragement. May I be well. May I be happy. May I be at peace. So just dropping those phrases over and over again into the heart. May I be well. May I be happy. May I be at peace. And don't try to make anything happen. Just dropping in the words and allowing your being to respond. And if any other thoughts arrive, you can get caught up in them, just letting them go with kindness. And now becoming aware of the space around you. There may well be signs of the existence of other people. You may hear them. You may hear traffic or aeroplanes. Or you may just know that they're there. And just bearing in mind that these beings also wish to be happy. Just as you do, and so can offer them support and encouragement. May you be well. May you be happy. May you find peace. And now, bringing our attention more fully into the world around us. Hearing the sounds. Seeing the light through our closed eyelids. And finally, allowing the eyes to open.